Welcome to Cleveland Municipal Stadium in Cleveland, for the game between the Boston Red Sox and the Cleveland Indians. Here are the starting lineups. For the Boston Red Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The second baseman, Chuck Schilling. Batting second. The third baseman, Frank Malzone. Batting third. The left fielder, Carl Yastrzemski. Batting fourth. The right fielder, Tony Conigliaro. Batting fifth. The first baseman, Tony Horton. Batting sixth. The shortstop, Eddie Bresciud. Batting seventh. The center fielder, Jim Gosger. Batting eighth. The catcher, Bob Tillman. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Dennis Bennett. Pitching for the Boston Red Sox, Dennis Bennett. For the Cleveland Indians. Batting in the leadoff spot. The shortstop, Dick Hauser. Batting second. The third baseman, Max Alvis. Batting third. The center fielder, Chuck Hinton. Batting fourth. The right fielder, Rocky Colavito. Batting fifth. The first baseman, Fred Whitfield. Batting sixth. The left fielder, Chico Salmon. Batting seventh. The second baseman, Pedro Gonzalez. Batting eighth. The catcher, Phil Roof. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Sam McDowell. Pitching for the Cleveland Indians, Sam McDowell. And now, play ball. Chuck Schilling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schilling hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Gonzalez misplays the ball. That's an error on Gonzalez. Frank Malzone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Malzone hits a ball on the ground towards short. Hauser fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. Two outs. Carl Yastrzemski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Yastrzemski takes first base on ball four. Tony Conigliaro is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Conigliaro hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. McDowell fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Red Sox nothing, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Dick Hauser is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hauser takes first base on ball four. Max Alvis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alvis bunts towards third. Malzone fields it and throws to first for the out. Hauser moves to second. One out. Chuck Hinton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hinton hits a line drive towards third. Malzone reaches out and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Rocky Colavito is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Colavito hits a fly ball into left field. Yastrzemski settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Red Sox nothing, and the Indians nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Tony Horton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Horton hits a ball on the ground towards third. Alvis fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Eddie Bresciud is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bresciud hits a fly ball into left field. Salmon settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jim Gosger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gosger strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the Red Sox nothing, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Fred Whitfield is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Whitfield strikes out. One out. Chico Salmon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Salmon hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Schilling settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Pedro Gonzalez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gonzalez hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Phil Roof is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Roof hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Schilling scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Red Sox nothing, and the Indians nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Bob Tillman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tillman hits a ball on the ground towards third. Alvis fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Dennis Bennett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bennett strikes out. Two outs. Chuck Schilling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schilling is 0 for 1 in the game. Schilling hits a ball on the ground towards short. Hauser scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Red Sox nothing, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Sam McDowell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McDowell strikes out. One out. Dick Hauser is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hauser is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Hauser takes first base on ball 4. Max Alvis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. The ball gets by Tillman for a passed ball. Hauser moves to second. Max Alvis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alvis is 0 for 0 in the game. Alvis hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Hauser moves to third. Chuck Hinton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hinton is 0 for 1 in the game. Hinton hits a fly ball into left field. Yastrzemski settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Rocky Colavito is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Colavito is 0 for 1 in the game. Colavito hits a ball on the ground towards third. Malzone fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Red Sox nothing, and the Indians nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Frank Malzone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Malzone is 0 for 1 in the game. Malzone hits a ball on the ground towards short. Hauser scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Carl Yastrzemski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Yastrzemski is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Yastrzemski hits a fly ball into left field. Salmon settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Tony Conigliaro is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Conigliaro is 0 for 1 in the game. Conigliaro hits a fly ball into right field. Colavito settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Red Sox nothing, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Fred Whitfield is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Whitfield is 0 for 1 in the game. Whitfield hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Chico Salmon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Salmon is 0 for 1 in the game. Salmon hits a fly ball into left field. Yastrzemski settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Pedro Gonzalez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gonzalez is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Gonzalez hits a ball on the ground towards short. Bressoud fields it and throws to second for the out. Two outs. Phil Roof is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Roof is 0 for 1 in the game. Roof hits a ball on the ground towards short. Bressoud fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Red Sox nothing, and the Indians nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Tony Horton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Horton is 0 for 1 in the game. Horton strikes out. 1 out. Eddie Bresut is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bresut is 0 for 1 in the game. Bresut hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Jim Gosger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gosger is 0 for 1 in the game. Gosger hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Bresut moves to second. Bob Tillman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Bresut moves to third. Gosger moves to second. Bob Tillman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tillman is 0 for 1 in the game. Tillman is walked intentionally. Dennis Bennett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bennett is 0 for 1 in the game. Bennett hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Bresut scores. Gosger moves to third. Tillman moves to second. It's 1-0, Red Sox. Chuck Schilling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schilling is 0 for 2 in the game. Schilling hits a line drive towards second. Gonzalez catches it and steps on second to double up Tillman. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Red Sox 1, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Sam McDowell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McDowell is 0 for 1 in the game. McDowell strikes out. 1 out. Dick Houser is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Houser is 0 for 0 in the game. With 2 walks. Houser hits a pop-up towards the mound. Bennett settles under it and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Max Alvis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alvis is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Alvis hits a ball on the ground towards third. Malzone fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Red Sox 1, and the Indians nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Frank Malzone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Malzone is 0 for 2 in the game. Malzone hits a ball on the ground towards third. Alvis fields it and throws to first for the out. 1 out. Carl Yastrzemski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Yastrzemski is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Yastrzemski hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. McDowell fields it and throws to first for the out. 2 outs. Tony Conigliaro is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Conigliaro is 0 for 2 in the game. Conigliaro hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 2-0, Red Sox. Tony Horton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Horton is 0 for 2 in the game. Horton hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Hinton. Horton reaches second base with a double. Eddie Bresut is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bresut is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Bresut strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Red Sox 2, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Chuck Hinton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hinton is 0 for 2 in the game. Hinton hits a line drive into center field. Gosger settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Rocky Colavito is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Colavito is 0 for 2 in the game. Colavito takes first base on ball 4. Fred Whitfield is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Whitfield is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Whitfield hits a fly ball into left field. Yastrzemski settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Chico Salmon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Salmon is 0 for 2 in the game. Salmon hits a fly ball into right field. Conigliaro settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Red Sox 2, and the Indians nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Jim Gosger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gosger is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Gosger hits a fly ball into center field. Hinton settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bob Tillman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tillman is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Tillman strikes out. Roof drops the ball, but quickly picks it up and throws Tillman out. Two outs. Dennis Bennett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bennett is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Bennett takes first base on ball 4. Chuck Schilling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Bennett moves to second. Chuck Schilling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schilling is 0-for-3 in the game. Schilling takes first base on ball 4. Frank Malzone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Malzone is 0-for-3 in the game. Malzone hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Bennett scores. Schilling moves to second. It's 3-0, Red Sox. Carl Yastrzemski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Yastrzemski is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Yastrzemski strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Red Sox 3, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Pedro Gonzalez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gonzalez is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Gonzalez hits a pop-up towards third. Malzone settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Phil Roof is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Roof is 0-for-2 in the game. Roof hits a pop-up towards short. Bressuit settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Joe Askew pinch hits for Sam McDowell. Joe Askew is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Askew hits a fly ball into left field. Yastrzemski settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Red Sox 3, and the Indians nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Bobby Tiefenauer now pitching. Tony Conigliaro is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Conigliaro is 1-for-3 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Conigliaro strikes out. Roof drops the ball, but quickly picks it up and throws Conigliaro out. One out. Tony Horton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Horton is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. Horton strikes out. Two outs. Eddie Bressuit is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bressuit is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Bressuit takes first base on ball 4. Jim Gosger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gosger is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Gosger hits a fly ball into center field. Hinton settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Red Sox 3, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Dick Houser is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Houser is 0-for-1 in the game. With two walks. Houser hits a line drive into left field. Yastrzemski settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Max Alvis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alvis is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Alvis hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Dick Raditz now pitching. Chuck Hinton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hinton is 0-for-3 in the game. Hinton hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Gosger. Hinton reaches second base with a double. Alves goes all the way around to score. It's 3-1 Red Sox. Rocky Colavito is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Colavito is 0-2 in the game. With a walk, Colavito hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Horton settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Fred Whitfield is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Whitfield is 1-3 in the game, with a single. Whitfield hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A two-run home run. It's Red Sox, 3, Indians, 3. Chico Salmon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Salmon is 0-3 in the game. Salmon hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Schilling settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Red Sox 3, and the Indians 3. The Red Sox will come to bat. Bob Tillman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tillman is 0-2 in the game. With a walk. Tillman takes first base on ball 4. Earl Wilson pinch runs for Bob Tillman. Dick Raditz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Raditz strikes out. One out. Dalton Jones pinch hits for Chuck Schilling. Dalton Jones is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jones hits a ball on the ground towards first. Whitfield fields it, throws to second for one, and back over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Red Sox 3, and the Indians 3. The Indians will come to bat. Dalton Jones now playing second base. Russ Nixon now catching. Pedro Gonzalez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gonzalez is 1-3 in the game, with a single. Gonzalez hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Raditz fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Phil Roof is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Roof is 0-3 in the game. Roof strikes out. Two outs. Leon Wagner pinch hits for Bobby Tiefenauer. Leon Wagner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wagner hits a fly ball into right field. Conigliaro settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 10, with the score, the Red Sox 3, and the Indians 3. The Red Sox will come to bat. Don McMahon now pitching. Frank Malzone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Malzone is 1-4 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Malzone hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Whitfield settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Carl Yastrzemski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Yastrzemski is 0-3 in the game. With a walk. Yastrzemski takes first base on ball 4. Tony Conigliaro is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Conigliaro is 1-4 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Conigliaro hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. There goes Yastrzemski trying to get to third. Colavito throws the ball into Alves, who tags Yastrzemski for the out. Two outs. Tony Horton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Horton is 1-4 in the game, with a double. Horton hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A two-run home run. It's 5-3, Red Sox. Eddie Bressuit is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bressuit is 1-3 in the game, with a single and a walk. Bressuit strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 10, with the score, the Red Sox 5, and the Indians 3. The Indians will come to bat. Vic Davalillo pinch hits for Dick Houser. Bob Dulaba now pitching. Vic Davalillo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davalillo hits a line drive towards third. Malzone reaches out and makes the catch for the out. One out. Max Alves is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alves is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. Alves hits a ball on the ground towards short. Bressuit scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Chuck Hinton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hinton is 1-for-4 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Hinton hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Jones settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The game is over. The final score, Boston Red Sox, 5, and Cleveland Indians, 3. Goodbye from Cleveland Municipal Stadium in Cleveland.